Hello, world. Welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report for this Friday, November 14th, 2025. Have your host, James, here. We want to send a big shout out to Crockett Septic, giving us an opportunity to talk to some of our favorite locals, like who we have in today, Miss Wisconsin Rapids 2026, Madison Graff. Madison, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Doing well. Thanks for asking. Appreciate it. How does that feel to hear that? Miss Wisconsin Rapids 2026.
Definitely crazy, still such a surreal moment, and I'm so happy that I get to serve this amazing community.
Madison, I want to get really in depth with you about how you keep that crown on, doing all the things you do. I've never been able to that's a trade secret, I'm sure. But more importantly, I want to get into a couple of other things with you. First, a big congratulations to you, and certainly to everybody that competed. There are no real losers in this. Everybody wins. Everybody gains from this experience and everything. But in particular, congrats to you. And I know how much this meant to you and everything. We'll get more into that in a moment, but I had to ask real quick, how did the dance go?
It went great. Walking off stage, I felt proud of myself and definitely proud of all of the other people that I watched grow throughout the workshops and do amazing on stage.
Very cool. Very good to hear. I was really curious about how that went for all you guys, especially with the dancing and everything. Now, I know that you've thought about this for a long time. I was recently reading an article, a great article done in the Daily Tribune, a shout out to them, about you. And you were 7 years old when you first kind of thought about this, or you were young, I'm sorry, when you first thought of this. I bring up the age seven because I was seven when I saw Robin Williams and I realized what I wanted to do the rest of my life. I want to be an actor. And when you're young and you get a feel for something, a hold of something, and it's more than just kind of following a dream. It's a mission almost. There's something to it for you. So as somebody that can relate to that a lot, how does it feel to be at this stage with something that you've wanted for so long and you thought so much about?
So I started in the Cranberry Cutie program when I was in kindergarten. I continued through fifth grade, watching all of these amazing young women walk away with the job of Miss Wisconsin Rapids. I knew that as soon as I was able to, I wanted to compete and hopefully walk away with the title. And I think just coming back year after year, and then they brought the teen program on and I competed twice, knowing that I loved it so much and I wanted to continue on and fulfill that dream that I always had had.
When it comes to being in more power to you, way to be, nice work. When it comes to the inspiration to do this, it sounds like, again, you know, you saw some pageants when you were young that really impacted you. But there's also the people that give you the confidence to go ahead and do it. Where did that inspiration come from?
So my aunt first got me into the pageant when I was a younger girl doing the Cranberry Cuties, which was the princess program at the time. So she really started it off. And then my family and my friends behind me, cheering me on every step of the way, helping me through the thick and thin of pageant prep and changing my community service and really just thinking it all through, whether that was from my dance, what should I do next, or just all of the things helping throughout the way.
Well said, and great to hear that kind of support. I say all the time, encouragement, support, cost nothing, can mean everything. And certainly sounds like it with that. I also appreciate that because one of the things that we like to do with this, whenever we're talking with any of our pageant contestants or our winners, is certainly inspiring the next generation, the next, the next Madison, you know, another kid that sees you at a young age and wants to do that and everything. I think it's well and good to talk about those individuals as much as it is their families and making sure they understand how it really is a team effort to be able to do this.
It definitely is. And I think you should just go for it. If you're thinking about it, if you see me out, don't feel bad to stop me and even just say hi. I want as many girls to go through this program as possible because it is such an amazing program. All the directors behind you are always cheering you on no matter what, and they will help you, and we're here to help.
I focus so much on the confidence building it can be, the public speaking skills you learn from doing pageant work and being a contestant, and the finished product that we get to see, but the training that goes on and the rehearsals and so much of that, the camaraderie and the fellowship, the sisterhood that exists in almost every pageant that goes on, especially here locally with us, where I run into people who I interviewed like 7-8 years ago, and they're still friends with people that they were in a pageant with, and whether they won or lost or any of that, which is another unique and cool thing there. And we certainly focus on, the opportunity for women to support women, and we don't have enough of those in society and all of that. But there is another part of it that I don't think I mentioned nearly enough, in the scholarship part of this that goes so much farther than we can put into words.
Yes, the scholarship is amazing. No matter what, throughout the Miss Wisconsin Rapids organization, you're walking away with a scholarship, whether that is a non-finalist scholarship or you get the scholarship that the organization provides. So no matter what, you're walking away with amazing scholarship dollars to further your education. And I was lucky enough to walk away with thousands of dollars of scholarship, so I don't have to worry about paying for my education.
That's amazing. I'm just so excited for you. That's so cool to hear. And while I think that goes a long ways and everything, another aspect of this that got me thinking over the prepping for your interviews the other week, and I was looking forward to talking about too, because a lot of those individuals that I mentioned that have been a contestant or have won the Miss Wisconsin Rapids have gone on to do things here in town and work at some of our nonprofits or some of our businesses. They come in and I interview them all these years later or whatever. This hasn't come up, but I've noticed a pattern, and I've noticed something there in the connections you're able to make with this job. And granted, I'm not putting you on the spot here. What do you want to do the rest of your life? Not that, but so much of what you want to do can come and develop from this, and maybe a relationship you make, or maybe you go and cut a ribbon somewhere in that particular business, you end up liking what they're doing, and maybe you go end up working there. Who knows where you're going to go or what you're going to do necessarily. Those connections are very organic in life, and you have to be in the kind of right place at the right time. This pageant really puts a lot of young women in those positions, whether you win or lose.
Yes, it does. No matter where we're going or what we're doing, we're always meeting new people. And I think that opens so many doors for a lot of young ladies who walk away with the title or they don't. There's so many amazing opportunities, whether that's just in workshops, meeting a new host mom or a new volunteer throughout the organization. You're meeting so many new people, and amazing things come from that.
Again, well said. You're so good at this. This is your first interview with that crowd and everything, and you're still nailing it. That's fantastic. I'm really looking forward to seeing how you grow with this. When it comes to that, I'm also looking forward to the impact you're going to be able to make with your, your platform. One of my favorite things about being able to interview many contestants over the years is the wide variety of different things that have been brought up and passion behind each one of those. I have interviewed a lot of kids, and not one of them have come in with a platform that they were not passionate about. And I think it's one of the bigger things in life, especially the older you get, these things that you are passionate about when you're young that you still continue to be and fight for as an adult. As we look at your platform, if you can remind everybody what your platform is, you're supporting small businesses. How are you hoping to make an impact with that?
So my community service initiative is Look Local First, which is supporting small businesses. Working at a small business, I know exactly where our money goes. And I think that is a huge thing to continue to promote and support these local businesses in the Wisconsin Rapids area is huge. There are over 25 small businesses within the area, and I think walking into their doors just brings a light to all of these business owners that no one will ever be able to compare to.
We're here as a station where we are celebrating 85 years this month and everything. We're very proud of that. And we go out of our way any chance we get to say we're not here without those businesses you mentioned, so many of them. I would be remiss if I started to try to mention them because there's so many and I'm going to forget one. But you look at some of the older businesses in town, and it's not surprising to see that them attached with our station here and advertising with us for almost as long as they've been around. That's a mutual beneficial thing. And it's how communities survive, by working together, by leaning on each other. You especially see this in communities that thrive and do well. And I hate to bring it up, but we come out of the pandemic, and not a lot of communities our size are doing as well as ours is. I understand that there's always things you can point to and say, oh, this could be better and that can improve, and we'll work at that. That's something that we do as a community, a tribe and everything. But you look at how good the small businesses are doing in this community, how well they've survived, and so many of them that doing things that sometimes are a little niche or maybe not something you would see in the town right next to us or something, but here it's doing well. That's because of that local support, among other things. Also, you know, being good at business goes a long way too and stuff, but it's a great initiative. It's one of those ones that I don't know how anybody couldn't get behind. So I imagine that one of the things that you're looking forward to doing is being able to help promote some of those businesses with your reign here.
Yes, I am looking at talking to business owners and asking them why they started, what was their passion to start these small businesses. So really just promoting them throughout the Miss Wisconsin Rapids social medias and using that as a platform to reach more of the community.
That's great. That sounds really good. Don't get too good at the interviewing part, Madison, please. I really need this job. Don't go to, you know, take a gig or anything. I can't compete with you. There's no way. What have you been up to so far? I know you haven't had the crown for very long and everything, but what have you been up to so far?
So the very next week after I won, I went to the Grant Elementary Halloween dance. Mm. So I got to dance with all of the little kids and see all the amazing creative costumes. I also went to Miss Wausau area and Miss Wausau area's teen competition and watched that to see all of the amazing girls compete for Miss Wausau. So that was amazing. And this next weekend, so tomorrow, Saturday, I will be at the 25th anniversary of the PAC here in Rapids.
That's going to be a really great event. They did such a great job with that. They were in yesterday talking with us. And for those that didn't hear the interview, I encourage you to go back and listen to it and then make plans because you're going to want to go. It's such a great event. They got a bunch of different stuff going on over the whole weekend, really. Encourage you to check that out and certainly promote and support. And you know, we talk about small businesses. There is the nonprofits in our community and our arts businesses as well, if you mind. And that PAC, that Performing Arts Center, in the relatively short amount of time, 21 years isn't that long and everything, even though I know it seems old to you. when it comes to something like that, the economic impact it's been able to make on our community, let alone the entertainment it's brought us and so many of those things. It's very similar to the Miss Wisconsin pageant and Miss Wisconsin Rapids pageant and so many of these pageants that go on. Just last question, one thing I wanted to ask you, because you did a great job. I was going to ask where you're going to next, and you already told us, so I appreciate that, Madison. You're almost too good at this. Again, don't get too good. I need this job. When it comes to something that you've wanted for a long time, you've thought about for a long time, and, I got to ask you, what it feels like to have it and everything, but it's a different thing to all of a sudden have this kind of thing in your hands. I hope you're able to enjoy yourself. I hope you're able to enjoy the accomplishment, and it encourages you to go for even more and reach for even other goals and everything. I imagine that's something that you're also wanting for others, future pageant contestants.
Definitely. I know that this year is going to go by in a blink of an eye, as I already am looking at my calendar going in 2 weeks, it's Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So I think just reach for your dreams, go for it. If you're nervous, we are here to help. And the Miss Wisconsin Rapids organization has your back every step of the way.
I know that, credit to you and your accomplishment here. I'm proud of you. Way to be. But I certainly want to thank all your friends and family and all the support system you have. We both know that we don't get to these places without that. So big shout out to them, too. It's a win for the whole team.
Definitely.
And one more time, just a real credit to all the contestants and everybody that joined us on the air here and everything. Really great work by every one of them. I am so thankful to not be a judge for this stuff. I'd never be able to crown a winner. I'd be a stalemate. I wouldn't be able to judge. I wouldn't be able to vote. They would hate me. I'd be the worst judge ever. I would not be able to choose between all of you. They'd pick a great one, though, Madison. You're going to do wonderful at this. And look forward to the next time you join us.
You.
If people would like to have Miss Wisconsin Rapids, have you come by and be a part of an event or something like that, is there somewhere we can direct them to reach out to you and your team? Or?
Yes, you can message the Miss Wisconsin Rapids Facebook page, or you can email info@misswisconsinrapids.org.
Excellent, excellent. And excellent job today. The interview, fantastic job. We'll talk again real soon.
Thank you.
Enjoy yourself out there. Safe travels. And thank you, everybody, for joining us for another edition of WFHR's Rapids Report.